All right, welcome back, everybody. This is episode 207 for Paper Free Class Podcast. And I'm Mr. Hayes, and I am here with my second period class. Let's go around the table and introduce ourselves. So I'm Mr. Hayes.
I'm Christian.
I'm Isaiah.
I'm Valerie.
I'm Mary Jane.
I'm Josie.
All right, great. And today we are talking once again about animal intelligence. And you all finished your packet on the close reader. The close reader covered animal intelligence of dolphins and what else?
Monkeys?
Was it monkeys?
Yeah.
Chimpanzees.
Chimpanzees. Is there a difference between monkeys and chimpanzees?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a different species, right?
I think chimpanzees are the ones with that have a red butt.
No, those are the orangutans.
Orangutans have a red butt?
Yeah.
It's always fascinating.
Why are we talking about butt?
I don't know. But chimpanzees are primates, right?
I think so.
Are they apes?
No, they're primates.
Okay.
And bats.
And also bats, right. Yes. Okay, so what did you find was the most interesting thing out of the packet?
The vampire bats don't actually suck blood.
They don't?
No, they don't.
Oh, I thought they did.
I actually learned about it.
They don't suck blood at all?
Mm-mm. Don't they eat, like, fruits?
Something like...
I think animals have emotions. I believe.
All right, let's go back to the vampire bats thing for a second. Then we can talk about your emotional animals. What were you saying, Mary Jane? So the vampire bats don't...
Yeah, I was watching these videos about bats and I said...
But what about in the packet?
Oh, I didn't read
the packet. Did it say anything about the packet?
Yeah.
It said about vampire bats?
Something about their tongues running around.
What? I'm sorry, I can't understand.
It's something that their tongues run around.
No, I think they eat fruit, because when I went to Dominican Republic, I went into a cave and I saw that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They were, like, talking about vampire bats.
Did you go to the acid cave and the...
There's a lot of caves in the Dominican Republic,
yeah,
I guess.
Like eight.
Okay. Oh. Valerie, what did you find was the most interesting?
There was Betty the bird.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
She made a hook out of wire to get a treat.
Oh, cool. And that was in the packet?
Yeah.
Okay. So what does that show you?
Birds are intelligent.
Birds can be intelligent. They can use
just as humans.
Tools and figure out things. You know, like humans can use tools and figure out complex problems.
Yes.
All right, what were you saying about animals, Christian, being emotional?
I feel that animals, like they do feel emotion and they think, like we do. Because if you think about it, mammals, we're mammals.
Mm-hmm.
We're just evolved ones.
Right.
In a sense. And we feel emotion. We think. So why can't they?
Okay, so you're just saying that just because they happen to be mammals that they might have emotions and think?
Yeah.
Basing that on...
What about turtles?
They might think turtles.
I wonder why we're the only mammals that actually have the vocal cords to talk.
That's a good question.
Other mammals have vocal cords.
Yeah, they do,
not to
but...
Talk,
only
though.
Parrots and...
But they're idiots, that's why.
Do parrots have the vocal cords to actually form
mm-hmm.
words,
yeah,
or...?
I think so.
But not sentences, not really.
Okay.
They just say, like, your name, like, Isaiah, they repeat it.
Okay. And are they saying the words, or are they just, like, mimicking what they heard
mimicking.
Before?
They're just mimicking.
Yeah.
Not really saying.
So they're not really coming up with that on their own, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else did you learn about in the packet? You had something about dolphins. Did you learn
yes.
something about dolphins?
That dolphins are in a group called the pod.
Okay.
Like, different sea fish also, and birds.
Okay, so the group is called the pod. That's what you learned from the whole thing.
And that there was this one dolphin stranded in the beach.
Uh huh.
And then a kid, I think it was Pete or Jesse. Mm-hmm. They went to go help him, and I think Jesse found the pod. Like, waiting for the dolphin.
Oh, wow. So they were, like, waiting for him to get freed, and then when he was able to swim back and get back with his group?
Yeah.
Oh,
I also learned that from that story that Jesse, they both got along, because he used to think that Pete's lectures were kind of annoying, and he just didn't like it or something. And then he thought about his lecture when he was saving the dolphin, and then they got along with it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So he appreciated it more after he had a real-life experience.
And also, like, yeah, like, when he, like, was helping the dolphin, he felt, like, a connection between him and the dolphin.
All right, pretty neat. Okay, so that's good that we can connect with animals and we can view animals as intelligent creatures and sometimes we can take the things we learn in school, and while we may think it's boring at the time, once we apply it into real life, then it might not seem so boring. It's something that was useful.
I think if chimpanzees had the materials to do it, they might be able to create, like, I don't know,
weapons.
Paper maybe.
Yeah?
Weapons.
If they can make things?
Yeah.
They can eliminate the society they want.
You think they're almost on a level of intelligence like we are, right?
Yeah. If only they had the materials.
I feel like if they had the materials to do stuff, they could, like, plant some stuff. Like,
all right. That's an interesting idea. Maybe some kind of something you can research or experiment on.
Test that out. All
right, that's enough time for this period, and we'll be back next period with another segment. See you then.
Goodbye.
To our next segment. This is Paper Free Class Podcast episode 207, and we are with fourth period class. We have a group of young people here that are ready to talk about animal intelligence. Let's go around the table and introduce ourselves.
Hello, my name is Lewis.
Hi, I'm Gavin.
Hello, I'm Heidi.
Hello, I'm David.
Hello, I'm another Lewis.
All right, we have two Lewises. We're doubly Lewis. You may remember Heidi from such episodes as the one where she talked for 20 minutes about Greek mythology.
That was nice.
That was a great one. But today we're talking about animal intelligence, and you all just finished reading your close read packet on, what was it? There's three different animal types they talked about?
Dolphins.
Bats, and then monkeys.
Was it monkeys? Yeah.
No, not only monkeys. It was
there was also a bird. Brain.
Yeah, there was also a bird.
Bird
yeah.
Brains.
Okay. Stuff. And what did we find out about monkeys?
They have very small brains.
The monkeys have small brains?
To us, they do.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because the size of the animal doesn't... The bigger the animal, the bigger the brain it needs, because the elephant has a really big brain because it needs to, because since it's really big, so it needs to, like, be able to, like, have
all the power all the, to move.
Yeah, all the sensories need to go into the brain, so it needs a bigger brain.
Really? That's true?
Yeah.
Okay. And they said the elephant had, like, the largest brain, right?
Yeah.
But I think, don't some whales have, like, kind of small brains?
I guess.
I don't know. All right, what else did you learn?
Well, about bats, on the last page, there was this, like, fun fact page, and basically the first fact was that the bats actually aren't bat, and they have actually eyes, and they can actually see pretty well.
So they're not blind, right?
Yeah, and I was actually really surprised about that, because my entire life I thought they actually were blind.
Yeah, I thought they just communicated by echolocation stuff.
Yeah, there's a saying, right?
Yeah, you're blind as a bat.
Right, exactly. So that's like a miss.
I get that a lot.
I never thought that was like accurate.
You heard that before?
Yeah, I heard it, but I never thought it was accurate.
Right.
I just knew they couldn't see that well in the light.
It's pretty interesting how they capture their prey.
How's that?
They use their sound waves, and then once they hit like a moth, a butterfly or something, their sound waves will echo back at them, so they'll be able to know which direction to go and catch them.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Are there any other animals that you know that use that?
Dolphins?
No, dolphins.
I think some sea creatures do. Yeah, maybe dolphins or whales use that too.
Oh, well, I think one book that I heard that, like, sharks have like a sixth sense.
Yeah.
And it was like this, like, they can, like, sense, like, these, like, waves and stuff.
Like magnetic fields or something?
Like, yeah, like magnetic fields.
They can
sense.
I've heard that too.
And sharks, I think, have a really highly developed sense of smell, too.
Yeah.
They can smell things in the water.
They can smell blood.
Yeah, they can
smell blood from, like, a mile away.
5 miles.
Yeah. Heidi?
I think they developed that because sharks actually can't really see that well.
Okay.
And they have to look for their prey somehow, because a shark, when a human is surfing, they actually can't see that well, so they might think it's a seal when the human is just laying on the surfboard.
Right.
So a lot of shark incidents actually aren't that much of the shark's fault. because they just can't see that well.
Right. Yeah, it's like an instinctive thing. I think with a lot of animal attacks, you find that it's not something that it's a bad animal, but the human looked like its prey at that point.
Sharks. Sharks are some of the animals like that even if you don't bother them, they still might go after you.
You think so?
Yeah, but like some, I remember reading this book a long time ago. It was called Holes, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this one part where it said, it's like a snake where if you don't bother it, it won't bother you.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like the yellow spotted lizard, and it's like if you don't bother it, it won't bother you sometimes.
Right.
So like,
yeah. So some animals, they may say leave them alone, and they won't bother you, but some animals might just kind of just decide to go after you for no reason.
Yeah, maybe they're hungry or something.
Exactly.
Basically, sharks need glasses.
Sharks need glasses.
Yeah, but I don't think there's any glasses that are that big.
Yeah.
We'll make them.
Or that would fit.
Yeah, it would have
to or
be sliding off.
Or you could just, I don't think you could put glasses on a shark with its will. Like,
have to be like,
you'd be like,
have to put goggles. You have to put goggles.
Because like, but if, even if they had glasses or goggles, it would be like a big line until they reach the side of their head. That's where they,
glasses.
And they don't really have like the ears.
They don't have the ears.
Yeah.
Put the glasses to hook over.
Yeah.
That's what the safety is for. Okay. What about with the dolphins? There was a section on dolphins. What did you all learn about them?
They really like being in colonies.
Okay. What is the colony of dolphins called?
Pods.
The pod.
Pods.
Right.
That's
good. Yeah, that was the name of the story, the pod.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything about how dolphins are, how they're intelligent, or what way they're intelligent, or did it have anything about that?
Well, I think it was pretty smart because when it was on the sand, it wasn't moving because like the sand can like course its skin and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and really damage it. So I think it was pretty smart that it wasn't moving.
All right, so it was being still because it knew that it was going to get hurt by the sand.
Yeah, and then the person came, and then he put the they used his like windbreaker as like a blanket, and then he rolled the dolphin into the water.
That was pretty smart. Right. Was there anything else that showed intelligence in that one?
Well, in the second passage, there was something about the bird.
Mm-hmm.
There was this bird, and basically, they put this food in the like a middle of a tube, and the bird used the wire, and then he like chipped the food, and it went down the wire so he can eat it.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, so using tools is one of those things that they say separates us from animals, but then we do find some animals that are using tools.
Yeah.
All right, so birds and certain primates, I think chimpanzees or something. One of the primates were using tools.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
One time we were talking about how animals work together.
How they work together? Speak up.
And I saw a video about ants.
Mm-hmm.
It was these type of ants that they make a big rope with their bodies,
mm-hmm.
and some of them just go across to go get their prey, like when they're going up to get like beehives or wasp hives and stuff.
So they make like a bridge out of ants, and I've seen ants do that to get across water too. They make like a floating ant island, and then some of the ants drown, but some get across.
That's
is that intelligent, or is that something else?
Well, it's, it's pretty intelligent.
Instinct, right?
In my old house, there was like so many ant piles in my driveway, and a lot of the times, I don't know, there wasn't even any beehives or wasp hives. They would just build these they would just build these like pyramids, and then some of the ants would just walk up them, and they were just scattering everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ants have evolved. Like, you know how humans like smush them and stuff and like spray them?
Mm-hmm.
They evolved to like not get hit by the spray as much. They could like blow themselves up sometimes because they have like a thing hanging off. And if it gets in like bad contact, it like hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times I remember stepping on ants, and the first time I step on them, they're not dead.
Uh-huh.
Do they have like a shell or something?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they do.
Mm-hmm.
But if I smush it, how is it like?
Well, sometimes this is kind of gross, but if you step on an ant with your bare feet, a lot of times it's not going to crush it because your skin is softer. But it has like a little bit of an exoskeleton. So.
I stepped on it with a shoe, but it always finds a way to crawl inside the little.
Yeah, sometimes it gets in between the little cracks in your shoes.
Yeah.
And there's like Lewis S was saying, there's different adaptations that some of these ants have evolved to blow up. Those are I can't remember what they're called. I want to say firecracker, but I think that's the type of shrimp. there's some ants that like explode, there's ants that are poisonous, there's ants that have, you know, venom, there's ants that are resistant to sprays, you know, there's all kinds of things.
And to be honest, when you realize how much of space there is in your shoe, so the bottom part and then the inner part, you really realize that if you step on an ant and it doesn't die, you can kind of see why, because there's so much like...
True.
So the ant is a pyramid.
Like if you step on it.
This is some valuable information.
If you have all those cracks on
it. Yeah.
Little designs on the bottom.
I could use...
So if there's a war against the ants one day, we'll know.
Yeah.
If we listen to this podcast.
Make big shoes.
Big flat shoes with no little grooves in them.
Yeah, and then like put them back in.
Yeah, like I had...
All right, but the question is that intelligence or is that instinct? Because remember, ants aren't known for being intelligent. They're more known for
instinct.
Following directions.
Yeah, that's
and, you know,
instinct. Like, they're not actually going to, like, hit you, but if they go, like, the hand to your face and stuff, you flinch. It's
right.
Not really intelligence, but it's more just an instinct. Like,
exactly, that's a good point.
It's instinct for me to scream, though.
Hmm?
It's instinct for me to scream.
Yeah, it's for you to scream. That's instinctive. It's not necessarily intelligent.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, I think that's about it. That's all the time we have for this episode, and we talked a little bit about animal intelligence, and we should have one more segment left after this break. Welcome back. This is our third segment for episode 207 of the Paper Free Class podcast, and we are here talking with the 8th grade group, and we're talking about horror and scary movies and Frankenstein and the close reading packet that you all just did, and what else? Anything else? Let's go around and introduce ourselves.
Hi, my name's Alexa.
Hi, I'm Angelique.
Hi, my name's Darren.
Hi, my name's Christy.
Hi, my name's Leandra.
All right, so what did you guys read about? What did you read about in your close read packet?
We read mostly about Frankenstein and then The Outsider.
What was The Outsider? That was like a strange story.
That was like about, like, he was dead and he was like roaming the abandoned castle.
So yeah. the whole thing, he was a ghost or what?
Well, it doesn't really specifically say that.
I think he's a zombie.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too, because that's what his reflection showed.
Yeah,
and he read books.
It was a mirror.
Yeah, at the end it showed his reflection.
Yeah.
But like he could read books, so like it comes to think that he's like a zombie or something.
Yeah.
Like a Frankenstein-ish.
No, but Frankenstein
is
not
a zombie. The old version, because the old version was smart, and could do inspirational speeches.
No, but this one he couldn't talk. Well, at least he didn't try to, and why am I saying he? I don't even know if it's a he.
It's a he. It's a he?
Okay.
Yeah, that was really creepy. What was that whole thing about him climbing out?
He was climbing into, a secret room. Mm-hmm.
No.
It was a tower.
Yeah, but it was, he climbed into, the chamber. That's where he found the mirror.
Like an attic. Like a zombie Quasimodo.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
He just lives alone?
Well, it's an abandoned castle.
Yeah, I know, just bothers me. Like, how did that happen? How did he get there? Like, I get what happened in there, but my question is, how did he get there?
Murder mystery.
Well, what was the whole thing? Wasn't the whole beginning of the thing, he was climbing and climbing and climbing?
No, that was, like...
No, it was, explaining that he'd never seen anybody, he was alone, the surroundings were. That's basically what the beginning was.
There's no light coming
in. He doesn't remember anything of his childhood or any other memories.
My question is, how did he become a zombie? Who made him into a zombie? How did that happen? Why did it happen?
But the question is whether or not it's connected to what happened to the castle.
That's your question.
Do you think the castle is an actual castle, or could it represent something else?
It's an actual castle because it talked about the crumbling walls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
It could be both. It could represent something, because there's a story.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the story, it depicts it as a castle, but the author could have meant something else, not non-literally.
What if it represents, his subconscious, and that's why it's cracking?
Yeah.
Because he's all alone, and he's really lonely.
Yeah, and the place is decaying.
That's sad.
Like his soul.
Jeez, wow.
Now, this just came from horror to depressing.
Just, down.
Like most things in life.
Yeah, you gotta get deep in things.
My childhood.
I mean... we're in horror. Why not go to...
Why not go a step further?
Just step further or back.
Which one? As depressing as you people.
Just...
Yeah, so if it's literal or, you know, the whole climbing up through the darkness thing, I mean, think about it. If he's dead...
Undead.
What if he's undead, what would that climbing up through the darkness kind of represent?
Trying to figure out...
Like him trying to escape?
Escape, okay.
Escape. Like to what? Go to what the light of heaven.
Okay, exactly. to go to the light of heaven. That's good. I like that.
No, but it said he tried to escape the castle, but then he got scared, so he come back. That's also part in it.
Like story. Him trying to escape his.
Yeah,
burden,
but then when
maybe?
when he went to the forest.
Regrets? Like from past life.
He wants to escape,
but he doesn't remember them.
He can't.
But you can still feel them in your subconscious. If we're talking about the subconscious, we could still feel them.
Maybe
that's why he's cracking.
Yeah.
Because of that, and maybe the loneliness.
But maybe
the shadows.
The castle's supposed to represent his situation, but then when he tries to escape it, he's too scared, so he just goes right back to it. He reverts back to it.
That's kind
you
of
think
like
that. If he could escape, he would be alive again, or he'd be in a better place.
Have you ever heard of a situation where a zombie comes back?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah. Walking Dead.
The shade.
Well, yeah.
The tea.
Okay. All right, good. And then Frankenstein was a poem, right?
Yeah.
There's two versions, like the poem and how it came to be.
Yeah.
Can't relate.
All right. So the poem and then how the book was written.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
All right. And what did we learn about? What was her name? Mary?
Mary Shelley. That in her version, the Frankenstein monster was actually intelligent and had expressed emotions.
Yeah.
But then later
on, he had a powerful speech of why he was bad, because he didn't have any, like, real emotions, because nobody taught him.
Well, he wasn't showed, like, kindness.
Yeah.
That's why he was so malicious. So
what you give, you get.
That's how killers are made.
Mm-hmm.
Trauma when kids aren't shown love and care and kindness.
Oh yeah, and sure, undead monsters too.
Yeah.
Parts of different people, so different people could have had different types of trauma,
different
emotions,
I think that was talked about at one point.
Yeah. The doctors, when it was like bad to like study dead bodies, they take it from like hanging people, because that's normal.
The body snatchers.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the book, he got his bodies that way from robbing the grave.
Yeah, because it was illegal to study bodies. Yeah.
It was illegal to study bodies.
But
leave a hanging criminal to rot.
Yes.
Wow.
Well.
Okay. Alexa has some opinions about that.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
We all do.
All
right, and so then what was the difference between what you learned about Mary Shelley and then the poem? There was a poem version of Frankenstein? Do you remember anything about the poem?
Yeah. It basically was that the Frankenstein monster, he was running, he met an old man, and the old
blind.
Man... Blind. Oh, excuse me. Thank you.
Pardon.
The blind old man let him in.
Uh-huh.
Because he wanted a friend, because
right.
of a loneliness.
So the blind man was lonely. And then he didn't run away from the monster
because he couldn't even see him.
He couldn't see him. He couldn't see how fearsome he was, and he showed him kindness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what did that do for the monster?
That made the monster nice, like
human-like.
Yeah.
That's put.
Okay.
This just shows that don't judge people. Point blank, just don't judge people.
No, like
give them a
people
chance.
Don't really discriminate until they do. Like,
until
it's not
do.
In our nature to actually discriminate. That's something that society came up with
mm-hmm.
by itself, and then everyone just kind of followed it. And it's,
think so?
It just, yeah, I
yeah.
mean, you show kindness to someone, that person you showed kindness to will spread kindness to others, and others will keep the chain going. And that's just, I feel like if everyone was kind to each other, we wouldn't have conflict,
and
we wouldn't have war.
And also it shows that how we see somebody, by judging someone by their covers, how we treat them.
Yes. Respect demands respect. And
hey,
it's just
creed.
Yeah, and it's true. It's when you're you're nice to somebody, then it makes that person happy, and then they're going to go and be nice to somebody else.
You
Come
get
on.
What you give.
Yeah. Darren, what do you think about that?
Come on, Darren. You
Darren's
pause.
Always very nice. He's always very polite.
Yes.
Yeah,
speak about something.
Like, cricket noise comes from him. Cricket noise.
Cricket noise? No, he does all right. He talks in class. Just
not on the podcast, though.
He gets shy in the podcast.
One day.
But Darren's always very polite, so that's good. And, you know, if anybody says, hey, what about that Darren guy? And so, he's always really nice and polite. That's good.
You can't be too kind, though, because people will take advantage.
Yeah.
Hey. Certain people, if you're too kind, will take advantage.
Like, yeah. Like the I like saying, how no it good deed goes
unpunished. You can be kind without being weak, though. You don't have to be weak.
I like how it came from poor source to, like, kindness and the transition.
Well, it's true, though,
I guess it is kind of the baseline.
Well,
of it.
You guys went from him being dead to him being depressed and upset. His life sucks.
No, we switched stories.
We switched a lot of stories.
Now we're on something else.
You're lost. We switched stories.
Yeah. I know you. I know.
We're on a completely
different topic.
Just simultaneously somehow.
All right. So yeah, that's important. You know, not judging someone and not just because somebody looks a certain way doesn't mean there's something wrong with them, that they're a bad person. Unless you're Mr. Hyde.
Everybody judges him because he looks weird.
He's evil. Oh, yeah, and like murdering people is completely normal.
Well,
sure.
Yeah, the fact that he's really a murderer. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Normal.
But they judged him by his looks, yeah.
But that's, I don't know, it wasn't by his looks. It was about the vibe he gave off.
It was by the feeling that people had when they got near him.
So it wasn't that he looked a certain way, but everybody thought he looked a certain way because he just gave off.
Psycho vibes. Oh, by the way, you over there, you're psycho.
Yeah. Why are you standing in the corner?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like intuition.
Oh, yeah, sharpening a knife right in the middle of a block.
Right. So good, we went from the outsider to Frankenstein's monster to...
Kindness,
and then we went to Jekyll and Hyde, and I think that's good. Anything else to add?
That about summarizes it.
Yep. All right. That'll summarize our week there,
and we'll take a break from here, and we'll see you again next Friday.
Where Darren will join us.
Darren will be joining us.
Hopefully.
And for another episode, and you all have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.